Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
You're watching a massive walkout at the CDC today that was intentionally designed to strike back at the Trump administration's anti-science, anti-health policy. Top experts in key positions have either been fired or forced to resign due to the Trump administration's policies over the past 7 months, so they decided to walk out today. I want to cover that as it's leading most of the headlines. I also want to talk about Trump's personal health issues. Brian Krasenstein on Twitter says, something appears seriously wrong with Trump's health. In fact, J.D. Vance today did an interview where he spoke on Trump's health and what would happen if something happened to Trump. This says, imagine if Biden had these large contusions on him. It's time for the man who will be the oldest president in history to be removed from office. First of all, if you agree with that message, drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. Secondly, this isn't even the most damning piece of evidence. All you have to do is listen to Donald Trump speak on a daily basis, and you can tell that something is clearly wrong with him. Repeating himself, lying, no reality tests over and over while he continues to mobilize the National Guard for a non-existent crime problem in states that don't want the National Guard there. So we're going to talk about the J.D. Vance interview and Trump's health in just 1 second, but let's start with the headlines of today. A massive CDC walkout erupted amid internal chaos. Dozens of staff members and leaders at the CDC staged a walkout, and they've been grappling with a lot of turmoil because of Donald Trump's firing of key experts in key positions. A lot of agencies are currently being stretched thin. Just in the past week, 150 workers at the Environmental Protection Agency wrote a letter saying that the Trump administration is not abiding by the EPA guidelines. They were all fired. And then FEMA workers, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they wrote a letter, 180 of them. Most of them were fired. Now, CDC workers are walking out. Staff began their clap-out protest, where staffers march, hold signs, and clap Thursday, just outside CDC's Atlanta headquarters to support staff who had resigned, according to one staff member at the protest who asked to remain anonymous due to fear of repercussions. Top officials who resigned were escorted out of the CDC's offices Thursday morning around 10 a.m., the staffer and multiple sources said. CDC staff and other national health workers have been raging against RFK Jr. in recent weeks following 8 months of upheaval, layoffs, and grant terminations since he took over as HHS secretary. Maybe Donald Trump should focus a little bit on his own health before he focuses on, you know, ruining the nation's health and the health of people across the world by gutting USAID. Let's watch this clip of J.D. Vance talking about Trump. At one point in this clip, he talks about what would happen if a tragedy did occur to Donald Trump.
And why should Americans trust you to lead the country?
Well, I've gotten a lot of good on-the-job training in the last 200 days, but also say that the president is in incredibly good health. He's got incredible energy. And while most of the people who work around the president of the United States are younger than he is, I think that we find that he actually is the last person who goes to sleep. He's the last person making phone calls at night. And he's the first person who wakes up and the first person making phone calls in the morning. So, yes, things can always happen. Yes, terrible tragedies happen. But I feel very confident the President of the United States is in good shape, is going to serve out the remainder of his term and do great things for the American people. And if, God forbid, there's a terrible tragedy, I can't think of better on-the-job training than what I've gotten over the last 200 days.
Yeah, going on 8 different vacations and allowing Elon Musk to rummage through all of our personal data. J.D. Vance then did an interview later in the day where he begins to talk about Gavin Newsom and says that Newsom is just directly copying Trump.
You bring up humor. Gavin Newsom sure thinks he's a comedian these days on social media, and so does much of the left. His polling numbers have gone way up since he started mimicking President Trump on social media.
Yeah.
What do you make of Governor Newsom?
I make of Governor Newsom that you said he's mimicking Donald Trump, and I think that's exactly right. The lesson of Donald Trump, the lesson of President Trump in American politics is you've got to be authentic to yourself. And when I see Gavin Newsom trying to act like Donald Trump, that's the opposite of authenticity. He's not.
The lesson of Donald Trump is that if you act unhinged, you can drive attention and somehow grab a portion of the base. So what Gavin Newsom is doing is holding up a mirror, acting unhinged in an intentional way. They're talking about the tweets where he's typing in all caps and he's getting millions of views. Now, Governor Newsom has actual policy prescriptions, governing experience, connections. He knows what he's doing. That's what makes him different than Donald Trump. He's just using this as another tool to hold a mirror in Republicans' faces. You know what's interesting? When you go to callsheet.com, the prediction market, the top Republican nominee in 2028 is obviously going to be J.D. Vance, who we were just talking about. Somehow Donald Trump is still on the list, which is slightly scary. But then the Democratic nominee has very, very rapidly become Governor Gavin Newsom. Look it over here to the top right. Boom, boom, boom. It's Governor Gavin Newsom, AOC, Pete Buttigieg. You also have Wes Moore, Josh Shapiro. I see Kamala Harris on there. A really, really solid lineup. Who knows who could emerge? But right now, Governor Gavin Newsom is the favorite. When it comes to the 2028 election, you'll see that J.D. Vance and Gavin Newsom are head-to-head in most of these prediction markets. I would take Governor Gavin Newsom 10 out of 10 times. I want to know what you guys think in the comment section below. Genuinely, I'm curious. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom today, shredding Republicans and red states. I just love to see it.
If he is to invest in crime suppression, I hope the President of the United States would look at the facts. Just consider Speaker Johnson's state and district. Just look at the murder rate that's nearly four times higher than California's.
Yep.
In Louisiana. It's Speaker Johnson, 4x higher. I'm just offering this, again, you've not seen this on Fox News, so President may not be familiar with these facts. So I want to present some facts to the President of the United States, and imagine this is alarming to the President to learn these facts. Mississippi leads the nation as the number one murder state in America. Imagine this in particular may resonate with the President of the United States. It's got a murder rate, it's 180%. 180% higher than Los Angeles. It's interesting. LA has more people. These are all per capita numbers. More people than Los Angeles. Perhaps the president could deploy the National Guard in every corner of Mississippi. And the fact remains, if the president is sincere about the issue of crime and violence, there's no question in my mind that he'll likely be sending the troops into Louisiana and Mississippi to address the just the unconscionable wave of violence that continues to plague.
I love how good Governor Newsom is at this messaging game. You know, I'm going to make a whole video about the National Guard coming into Chicago. That's where I live, where I record. I grew up in Northwest Indiana, but Chicago has become my home over the past few years. So we're going to make a video about that. Stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.